بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 3, 2016 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of 27th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's passing. The speech was delivered at Imam Khomeini's shrine in Tehran, Iran.
Take note, it is 100 years now that America and England have been pressuring the people of Palestine. They have been doing so before the formation of the Zionist regime in the year 1948 and after that, till this day. Well, this is how global imperialism moves. Islam cannot remain silent on this matter. The Islamic government cannot see this and be indifferent. Global imperialism is directly helping those who bomb the people of Yemen. America is openly and directly helping with the bombardment of Yemen. Which areas do they bomb the front lines? No, they bomb hospitals, markets, schools, and public squares. America is helping them. Well, the Islamic Republic cannot remain indifferent towards these issues. These two systems are battling one another. They are opposed to one another by nature. How can this enmity be defined? America launched the coup d'etat of the 28th of Mordad and toppled the national government. America has been displaying enmity towards us from the beginning of the revolution until today. During the time of Tagut, Pahlavi era, America established Savak, which tortures the people and revolutionary fighters of Iran.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
In the 8-year war, America did its best to help our enemy. America struck down one of our passenger planes. America struck our old platforms. America imposed sanctions on us. Is this not enmity? Any individual and orientation that works for Islam or in the name of Islam trust America. They have made a grave mistake, which will be slapped in the face for, as they were slapped in the past. In recent years, Islamic orientations trusted and established a friendship with Americans because of their interest. Because of political wisdom, they referred to this as a political wisdom. And because of tactical reasons, they claimed it was necessary for tactical moves. Consequently, they were punished and felt that slap across their face. And in the present time, they are enduring disasters that originated from that mistake. Of course, we have many small and big enemies. We have small and cruel enemies as well. But the main enmity comes from America and from England.
I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.